grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Musaleen Amma ba'd A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim Bismillahir Rahman Rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah Viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to Rise and Shine. We have a different topic and hopefully we're going to learn something today. But before we begin, as you know, we always give you a blessing of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the reason why we do this, viewers of Madani Channel, the intention is purely this, that if we understand the blessings, if we understand how much we can gain from it, then inshallah, we'll try and include it in our daily routine. We'll try and include it in our daily routine and become habitual in reciting Durood e Pak. The blessing that we're going to give you today, it is stated that after the demise of Sayyidina Abdul Abbas Ahmad bin Masur, Ramadullahi Ta'ala, someone from Shiraz saw him in a dream dressed in a heavenly clothing with a crown of pearls on his head, standing in the Mihrab arch of the main masjid. The dreaming person asked him, "How did Allah Azza wa Jal treat you?" And he replied, "I used to recite Salat upon the Rasul of Rahmah, intercessor of the Ummah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, abundantly. And this act of mine brought about my success. Allah not only forgive me, but he also bestowed me upon this crown, but he also made me enter paradise as well." Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madani Channel, please, again, these are just one blessing. And maybe we have these shaitanic whispers. People will say, "Oh, well, it was a dream, wasn't it?" And there's no truth in a dream. But viewers of Madani Channel, we're giving you so many blessings of where the Prophet of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, himself has spoken. Where we are also told about the eyes of the Quran, where we are told about the blessings of reciting Durood e Pak, where we are told that the pious predecessors have told us of the blessings of reciting Durood e Pak, where people have benefited from reciting Durood e Pak. So these shaitanic whispers, if you do have them, you should push them to one side. You should ignore them, shaitanic whispers. And if shaitanic whispers are still there, you tell me. You know, when you have a medicine, when you have any medicine, you know, when you get a medicine, you open the bottle, you open the packet, there's a list there of side effects, yeah? These are the side effects that you can have if you take this medicine. You could have a headache, you could have this, you could have this. And I remember once reading that my uncle, he had some medicine, and one of the side effects was death, yes. One of the side effects was death. Now, viewers of Madani Channel, I ask you a question today. What are the side effects of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? If you ever have these shaitanic whispers that tell you not to recite Durood e Pak, ask yourself, what are the side effects? There are no side effects. And so there are no side effects, there are only, insha'Allah, benefits. So please make a habit of reciting Durood e Pak. And as you know, viewers of Madani Channel, that when you watch Rise and Shine, after we have the privilege of listening to a blessing of reciting Durood e Pak, we also have the privilege and honor to listen to some verses of the Holy Quran. And what a great way to start the day by listening to some verses of the Holy Quran. Let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالی کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء
اے لوگو اپنے رب سے ڈرو جس نے تمہیں ایک جان سے پیدا کیا اور اسی میں سے اس کا جوڑا بنایا اور ان دونوں سے بہت سے مرد و عورت پھیلا دیے
وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَابِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا
اور اللہ سے ڈرو جس کے نام پر مانگتے ہو اور رشتوں کا لحاظ رکھو، بے شک اللہ ہر وقت تمہیں دیکھ رہا ہے۔
وَآتُوا الْيَتَامَى أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَلَا تَتَبَدَّلُوا الْخَبِيثَ بِالطَّيِّبِ،
اور یتیموں کو ان کے مال دو اور سترے کے بدلے گندا نہ لو۔
وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَهُمْ إِلَى أَمْوَالِكُمْ،
اور ان کے مال اپنے مالوں میں ملا کر نہ کھا جاؤ۔
إِنَّهُ كَانَ حُوبًا كَبِيرًا،
بے شک یہ بڑا گناہ ہے۔
وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُوا فِي الْيَتَامَى فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُم مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ،
اور اگر تمہیں اندیشہ ہو کہ یتیم لڑکیوں میں انصاف نہ کرو گے تو نکاح میں لاؤ جو عورتیں تمہیں خوش آئیں، دو دو اور تین تین اور چار چار۔
فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ،
پھر اگر ڈرو کہ دو بیویوں کو برابر نہ رکھ سکو گے تو ایک ہی کرو، یا کنیزیں جن کے تم مالک ہو۔
ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَلَّا تَعُولُوا،
یہ اس سے زیادہ قریب ہے کہ تم سے ظلم نہ ہو۔
وَآتُوا النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً،
اور عورتوں کو ان کے مہر خوشی سے دو۔
فَإِن طِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَن شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ نَفْسًا فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيئًا مَّرِيئًا،
پھر اگر وہ اپنے دل کی خوشی سے مہر میں سے تمہیں کچھ دے دیں تو اسے کھاؤ رچتا پچتا، یعنی خوشگوار اور مزے سے۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ ویوز آف مدنی چینل، ویری تھاٹ پرووکنگ ورسز آف دا ہولی قرآن ٹو میک اس تھنک اینڈ ریفلیکٹ۔ اینڈ یو نو اف یو کین انڈرسٹینڈ دا اردو لینگویج وچ دا ٹرانسلیشن واز دیئر، دین you know, without doubt, you can realize that within the few moments, then we learnt so much. And there are obviously pearls of reflection there for us. If we can only make a habit of listening to the Quran on a daily basis, then inshallah, azawajal, we can benefit from this as well. If only as a family, like I said, if we can sit down as a family, recite three verses with translation and commentary, then inshallah, azawajal, we'll see a change in our hearts, a change in the family around us, and inshallah, azawajal, a change in the community in which we attach ourselves. Viewers of the channel, you're watching Arise and Shine, and today we are talking about forgiveness, repentance, repenting in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And what a great thing it is to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And before we go to the kalam of the day, I'm just going to give you one example that the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave with regards to repentance. The Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that he gave an example to the companions. And he said to them, imagine a person being in the middle of the desert. And when I'm giving you this parable, I want you to imagine that you're that person, viewers of my channel. A person is in the middle of the desert. He's got his camel. He's walking with his camel. It's the middle of the day. The heat is striking down on him. And he's walking. Obviously, he's walking slowly. The heat is coming down on him. And all of a sudden, he realizes that his camel is gone. He can't see his camel. Now, when you're in the middle of the desert, your camel is your lifeline. Your camel is your lifeline. He can't see the camel. He can't see it here. He can't see it there. So obviously, when you're in the middle of the desert and you're in that situation, you panic. You panic. And you know when it's hot anyway, and then when you're panicking and your heartbeat starts to increase, then you get tired very, very quickly. And through this fear, through this panic, through this heat, exhaustion take over. And he led down in the sand. And he literally gives up. He gives up. And he thinks to himself that the camel's so far away now. I'm exhausted now. I can't get out of this situation now. I can't get out of this desert now. I'm miles and miles away from any civilization, you know. And literally, he closes his eyes and he literally waits for the angel of death to come to him. When he's in that state, lying on the sand dune, and imagine to yourself that you're in that situation. He's lying on the sand dune. He can't find the camel anywhere. And all of a sudden, he opens his eyes, and what does he see? He sees his camel. He sees his camel. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, how happy do you think that person would be? I ask you a question. How happy would you be? If you were in that situation, how happy would you now be that you found your capital? Obviously, you'd be ecstatic, you'd be over the moon, you'd be really, really happy, Ya Allah. You'd be so thankful to Allah that Allah Azza wa Jal has given you this lifeline, but He's basically given you your life back. The Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Allah Azza wa Jal is more happy with His person when he repents from the sins that he has committed. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, repentance is such a great thing. If only we can learn to repent, to sincerely repent from the sins that we are committing. And today, inshallah, we're going to talk about repentance, and we're going to give you some of the examples of repentance, and then we'll go to the kalam of the day and listen to the kalam of the day. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
रुख दिन गया मगर समा ये भी नहीं वो भी नहीं रुख दिन गया मगर समा ये भी नहीं वो भी नहीं शब जुल्फ या मुश्के खुदा ये भी नहीं वो भी नहीं रुख दिन गया मगर समा ये भी नहीं वो भी नहीं शब जुल्फिया मुश्के खुदा ये भी नहीं वल्ला वो भी नहीं बुलबुल ने गुल उनको कहा कुमरी ने से वे जा फिजा ने झुंझ ला कर कहा ये भी नहीं वल्ला वो भी नहीं हैरत ने झुंझ ला कर कहा ये भी नहीं वो भी नहीं और खुर्शीद था किस जोर पर क्या बढ़ के चमका था कमर खुर्शीद था किस जोर पर क्या बढ़ के चमका था कमर बेपर्दा जब वो रुख हुआ जब रुख वो हुआ ये भी नहीं वो भी नहीं शब जुल्फ या मुश्के खुदा ये भी नहीं वो भी नहीं और डरता के इसी आगी सजा अब गोगिया रोजे जजा डरता के इसी आगी सजा अब गोगिया रोजे जजा पर दी उनकी रागा मत ने सदा ये भी नहीं वो भी नहीं दी उनकी रागा मत ने सदा ये भी नहीं वो भी नहीं शब जुल्फ या मुश्के खुदा ये भी नहीं बोलो वो भी नहीं और गए बुलबुले रंगीन या तू तिये नगमा सरा है बुलबुले रंगीन या तू तिये नगमा सरा हक ये के वासिफ है तेरा हक ये के वासिफ है तेरा बोलो हक ये के वासिफ है तेरा वल्ला हक ये के वासिफ है तेरा ये भी नहीं वो भी नहीं शब जुल्फ या मुश्के खुदा ये भी नहीं वो भी नहीं रुख दिल गया मगर समा ये भी नहीं वो भी नहीं शब जुल्फिया मुश्के खुदा ये भी नहीं वो भी नहीं
सल्लू अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम अगेन अनदर relaxing kalam first thing in the morning to put us in the right mood, the spiritual uplift that we need. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal as a result of the verses of the Quran that we've listened to today, the kalam that we listened to today, we make a firm intention that all of us inshaAllah Azza wa Jal are going to read our Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib and Isha and live our lives as we should try and live our lives to the best of our ability. Viewers of the channel, today we're talking about repentance, and repentance is something that we all need to do. There is not a single person, not a single human being except for the prophets who have not committed sin. And as a result of that, we all need to learn to repent and never have this pride inside us that, no, I've got nothing to repent about. I've not done anything wrong. Everybody's done anything wrong. And the times maybe you don't even realize you've done something wrong. Because, you know, what do we try to do on this Madhi channel? We try to educate you about those illnesses, about those spiritual diseases, about those sins that you commit. And unfortunately what happens is we commit so many sins and we don't even know we've done it. We don't even know that we've done it. The sins that we commit in our worship as well, when we're praying our namaz, the mistakes that we made that could possibly accumulate sins. So there are times, viewers of the channel, where we are trying to perform good deeds, but in performing them good deeds, we're also accumulating sins as well. And unless we are aware of them sins, unless we get into a habit of repentance, then unfortunately, you know, we're going to have a hard time in that dark and lonely grave. I've got a beautiful parable here with you that I want to share with you. It is narrated, viewers of the channel, that Sayyidina Khab ul-Ahbar rahmatullahi ta'ala was a great tabi'i saint. And before embracing Islam, he was a very brilliant Jewish scholar. And he stated an Israelite who had committed adultery with a prostitute again and then went to a stream in order to have a bath. All of a sudden, calls from the stream came and the stream spoke and it says, "Don't you have any shame? Had you not repented and promised that you would never do it again?" Listening to this, he got an emotional state and he ran away crying, screaming and saying, "I would never ever disobey my beloved Allah Azza wa Jal." Running, he reached a mountain where he found 12 men who were worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. He also joined them. It is stated that after some time, a drought occurred there, so the caravan of those pious bondsmen departed for the city in search of food. By chance, they passed by the same stream again. That person trembled with fear and he said, "I cannot go near that stream because someone is aware of my sins is present there and I feel shy, I feel embarrassed, I feel ashamed of going there." Therefore, he stopped where he was, whilst the rest of the 12 men reached the stream. Once again, calls from the stream came, "Oh pious bondsman, where is your companion?" They replied, "He says that someone is aware of his sins is present here and he feels shy with him. The voice came from the stream, Subhanallah. If a relative of yours bothers you, but then apologizes to you, feeling ashamed and gives up his bad habit, so don't you get reconciled with him? Your companion has also repented and he has started performing good deeds. Now he has reconciled with his Lord. Bring him here and all of you perform ibadah, perform worship at the edge of the stream. They gave the good news to him and all of them engaged themselves in the acts of worship until that person passed away. Upon this, a call from the stream echoed, O pious bondsman, bathe him with my water and bury him at the edge of me so that he will be resurrected on the day of judgment from here. And they did this. At night time, the tomb of that person, they continued to worship Allah Azza wa Jal until they went to sleep. They had intended to depart from there in the morning, but when they woke up, they saw that there were 12 straight and carrot-shaped trees around his tomb. And they understood from this that Allah Azza wa Jal has created those trees for them so that they stay under their shade instead of moving to anywhere else. Therefore, they engaged themselves in worship there instead of going elsewhere. And when any of them passed away, the deceased would be buried beside the grave of that person. And at last, all of them passed away, and it said that the Israelites used to visit them graves. Viewers of Madri Channel, from that, many Madri pearls that we can realize. Many Madri pearls. And the first one that I want to touch upon is something where that person, he had repented, but then when he was coming back to the river, he was ashamed. And the call from the river, what was the call from the river? The call from the river was that that person has repented. Reconcile with him. Join with him. He has repented from his sins. Nowadays, viewers on my channel, when anybody commits a sin, when everybody becomes an open transgressor, and you know that he is a sinner. For example, if someone's an alcoholic, if someone's a drug taker, someone's a drug dealer, someone's an adulterer, someone's a gambler, someone, whatever, you know, you openly commits these sins. But then what happens is when that person makes an intention to rectify himself, makes an intention to change himself, we don't accept him. We don't accept him. And I want to share a personal example I had with you, viewers of my channel. Many years ago, I did a talk about drugs. And this talk was on a radio station. So what happened was anybody could listen to it from wherever they were. It wasn't in a masjid. And about maybe a month later, I got a letter addressed to myself at the radio station. And there was no address on it and there was not a name on it. And the letter basically said this, viewers on the channel. It said that I listened to your speech about the harms of drugs. I listened to your speech about the punishment in the hellfire with regards to those people that take intoxicants. I listened to you about those people that distribute drugs that are drug dealers. And I decided to repent. I was a drug dealer. I was a drug taker. I repented. I cleaned myself up. I got myself away from them. And then I thought to myself that surely now what I should also do is I should also go back to the masjid as well. So Allah Azza wa Jal gave him the ability, the tawfiq, to go to the masjid. And so he's cleaned up now. He's a reformed character now. He goes to the masjid now. And in the letter he wrote to me that the welcome that I got in the masjid was such that I will never go to the masjid again. Because what happened was when he went to the masjid, when he went to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, remember it's the house of Allah, it's not your house. It's not your house, it's the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. When that person went to that house, people started looking, Acha, what's he doing here? He's a big drug dealer, yeah? What's this badmash doing? What's this robber doing? What's this person? And they started giving them dirty looks. And he wasn't given a welcome and he felt so unwelcome there. The looks that he got was as if people thought he was going to rob them. And so he didn't get any welcome whatsoever. He didn't find any comfort whatsoever. He didn't feel any condolence whatsoever and comfort in staying in the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla, so he left. Why? Who are we? That if a person repents from his sins, who are we to judge him? If he has repented, then leave the rest up to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And even if he hasn't repented, who are you to be a judge? It is not your job to judge anybody. You're not the qazi, you're not the judge. Allah Azza wa Jalla will judge. Allah Azza wa Jalla will decide. And who knows that person who repents from his one that sin? Maybe the most pious person in the masjid. Because the rest of them may never have repented from the sins, but at least he did. If someone comes into our masjids, if someone comes into our mosque, views of the channel, remember this, welcome him with open arms. No matter what sins he has committed, no matter what background he has got, no matter what attire he has. I also remember there was one person, we were on a Madani Kafla and we were going out to call people to the masjid. And there was a person that genuinely wanted to come to the masjid, but he was embarrassed. I said, why are you embarrassed to come to the masjid? He said, look at my clothes, what will people think? I said, if Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you the ability to go to the masjid, go to the masjid. And he had like a string vest on. Yeah, he had a string vest on and he had tight jeans on and everything. Okay, we asked him in the future to rectify himself, to change himself, but at least come to the masjid now. But unfortunately, what happens is, views on the channel, that we become the judges of people. If a person repents from his sins, then and you see that he's changing, help him. If he's on the path of change, help him. And unfortunately, what happens is, we see it, views on the channel, that people are on the path of change, and people don't think, oh, it's impossible for him to rectify himself. It's impossible for him to sort himself out. Him, he's been doing this all his life. And again, another case comes to my mind, viewers of the channel, where a person, he sincerely repented. He started coming to the masjid, he started reading the namaz 5 times a day. But everybody kept on looking at him thinking, nah, something going on here. Yeah. He's up to some sort of trick here. He must be doing something dodgy. He's planning something dodgy. Him, he can't be reformed. He's been in and out of jail so many times, that person cannot be reformed. Who are you to decide whether the person can or cannot be reformed? And he did try and reform himself, but what happened was, his old friends kept on going, yeah, what are you up to? What kind of trick are you up to? You must be up to something dodgy going on here. What are you doing? And because his old friends would not leave him, and again, there's a message here for you, viewers only, his old friends could not leave him, eventually he went back to his old ways. They led him astray. They were not happy. At least they should have thought to Cholo, Ya Allah, we thank you that at least one of us has sorted ourselves, eh? Okay, the rest of us, we're on this path, but shukr, alhamdulillah, our brother, our friend, he sorted himself out. We should be respecting him, we should be admiring him, we should be looking up to him, we should try and achieve what he is achieving. Instead, what we're doing, no, don't go there. Come here, come on. Come with us. Let's go out tonight. Come on. Yeah, I'll make some easy money with you. Let's go and sell some drugs and we can enjoy ourselves. We can go here, we can go to that party, we can make some easy money. And this is our mindset. Why is it that we don't support people that repent from their sins? Why is it that we look down on people that rectify themselves? One saying I've got for you, viewers of the channel, remember this. Hate the sin, don't hate the sinner. Hate the sin, don't hate the sinner. The sin is what we hate. We hate the selling of drugs. We hate the taking of drugs. We hate with the act of adultery, the act of gambling, the act of fraud, the act of cheating, lying, swearing. But we hate that. We do not hate the individual. And we should never hate the individual. We should try and call that individual to the path of righteousness. And never give up. Never, ever give up on anybody. Who are we to make that judgment and say to ourselves that no, that person, he can never be rectified? Who are you to say this? We cannot make that call. We cannot make that statement. But unfortunately, we do. We look down on people and think, oh, he's committed so many sins. All his life he's been doing this. He can never rectify himself. He's no good. Waste of time, waste of space. That should never be our mentality, viewers of the channel. We should always have this mindset inside us that no matter how far you've gone, no matter how many sins you've committed, no matter how far down that you've gone, that every person, inshallah, azza wa jal, there is a return reach. And that again, not only the mindset should be about other people, but we should also have this mindset. If you're listening to me right now, viewers of my channel, you should never ever say, I've gone too far. I've gone too far. I remember I was in one place and I was talking to someone. And what had happened with him is he'd gone down this path. I'm not going to mention the path that he was down. He'd gone down this path where he was literally living a life of sin. And alhamdulillah, what had happened was someone had called him back. Someone had called him back. He started to come to the masjid and he stayed in the masjid, but then something happened there. He got hurt again and he went down this path again. And I approached him and I went to his house and I talked to him. I said, look, brother, please, you know, you've been here. You've been there. You've been on both sides effectively. You know what is right and wrong. Why don't you come back now? And he says, I've gone too far now. I said, nobody's ever gone too far. Have we gone further than the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal? No. No, we haven't. And so no matter what your situation is, viewers and brothers, you may be watching this now and thinking, well, I've committed too many sins. How many? More than the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal? No. No. And we hear of stories, viewers of the channel, where people have committed 100 murders. Yes, 100 murders. And they have been forgiven in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Can we not be forgiven? What sins have I committed? What sins have you committed? But what we need to do, what we need to do is we need to repent. First thing that we need to do is we need to understand that we can repent. That no matter how many sins I've committed, I can repent. No matter what I've done, I can commit, I can repent. Them sins I committed when nobody was looking, when nobody was watching, them sins that I've even forgotten about. And that's what happens with some of them. We forget about the sins. We brush them under the carpet and think, oh, we'll worry about it later. Yeah. But then sins are still there in our book of deeds. And so what we need to do is we need to think, we need to reflect, we need to try and remember. It is best if we can remember all the sins, but you will not be able to remember all the sins. But try and remember the sins and then sit and repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sincerely repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not just lip service, not just a tick in the bus. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive me for my sins. It's not going to work like that. Not going to work like that. You know, your repentance should be sincerely that you are repenting in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just imagine that this is your last opportunity. Think to yourself, viewers of the channel, that this is your last opportunity that you've got to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you repent with that mindset, that this is my last opportunity, I'm not going to get another opportunity. And these 2 minutes, these 5 minutes, these 10 minutes, this half an hour, whatever time you can give, sincerely repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And no matter what we have done, inshallah Azza wa Jal, if we sincerely repent, and we'll talk about sincerely repentance after the break, if we sincerely repent, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, our sins will be forgiven. Viewers of Madhi Channel, again, I've gone over, haven't I? I have this habit. You're watching Rise and Shine, and now we're going to go to the daily reminder, the reminder of the day, and hopefully we're going to learn something new. But stay tuned, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Let's learn something during the reminder, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, when we come back, we're going to talk about sincere repentance and other forms of repentance as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Let's go to the reminder of the day. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir wajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we will listen another account from the seerah of Sahabi Rasul. Hazrat Sayyidina Wasila bin Asqa radiallahu ta'ala and says that we were residing in Sufa, meaning he was amongst companions of Sufa. Ramadan Kareem arrived. We fasted in Ramadan. At the time of iftar, one individual would come and he would take one of us with him. He would feed us dinner. During Ramadan, a night came when no one turned up to take us for food. Allahu Akbar. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, can you imagine we do iftar at home when his Ashabi Sufa would wait for iftar? Would wait someone to come and collect them to feed them food. Allahu Akbar. This was the state of poverty. He says, no one turned up. We again fasted for next day. Allahu Akbar. Meaning they did not eat all night and started next fast. No one turned up even in the following night. Finally, we went in the court of Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and mentioned our situation. Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam sent message towards his blessed wives to inquire if food was present at home. They replied that, by Allah, they have seen that night in such state that they did not have anything which was eaten by living things. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, did you notice? Ashabi Sufa don't have food to eat. Blessed wives of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they don't have food to eat. Mother of believers did not have food to eat. Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam gathered all Ashab al-Suffa. When they all gathered, Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam made dua. The translation is, O Allah, we ask from you and your mercy and kindness. No doubt, these both, meaning fadl and rahmah, both are under your control. And no one is owner of them except you. Hence, after a short while, someone asked permission to enter. When he entered, he had a roasted goat and bread. Subhanallah. My master, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, ordered him to put it down. It was placed in front of us. We were hungry too, so we ate full stomach. Beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then said, we had asked Allah about his fadl and rahmah. Undoubtedly, Allah has gathered this mercy for us. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you came to know that how hard life Sahaba-i-Kiram, Alim Ridwan, they spent. But they did not complain. They did not have food for iftar. They fasted consecutive days. Allahu Akbar. This was their state. People would come to collect them to feed. That's how they spent the early days of Islam. Allahu Akbar. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan and forgive us for their sake. But from their life, from their seerah, we learn that we complain too much. Even we have got everything, alhamdulillah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has showered his mercy and blessing and favors upon us. But yet we complain on little issues. We should not do that. That's the reminder for today. May Allah accept whatever has been said. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala. Ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching Arise and Shine. Today, we're talking about repentance. Before the break, we'll give you a few examples of how people of the past repented and how people are reacting nowadays. And we mentioned sincerely repenting. And what is sincerely repenting? Sincerely repenting, viewers of the channel, is where you repent in such a way that, number one, you are ashamed of committing that sin. You're aware of that sin. You're ashamed of committing that sin. You're ashamed of your actions. And second, you make a firm intention never to commit that sin again. Never to commit a sin again. And there are certain sins, viewers of the channel, that you need to do more than repentance. And we'll talk about that as well. You need to do more than repentance. But you need to sincerely make that intention that you're never going to commit that sin again. For example, it's a Friday. A Friday night, you've gone out. You've been with your friends. You've been drinking alcohol. You've been smoking weed. You've been partying. You've been doing all sorts of things. Saturday morning, you get up, you're feeling guilty, yeah. But you've already made plans for Saturday night to do the same. So on Saturday, before you go out to meet your friends to commit the same sins again, you repent from the sins on Friday. It doesn't work like that. You need to sincerely repent that you're not going to commit that sin again. Now, if you repent, and Allah forbid, you commit the sin again, then repent again. Never have this mindset, viewers on my channel, that I have committed so many sins. I've repented so many times. I'm going to carry on doing this. It's not going to stop. I cannot stop doing this. This is going to continue to happen. And so this again is a shaitanic whisper that you have repented so many times. You're still committing this sin. What's the point in repenting? Continue to repent. Continue to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is what we need to do. We need to make sure that we continue to repent and never be afraid of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla and sincerely repent. That is sincerely repenting. The second one, viewers of my channel, is where you repent from a sin that you need to make up from. For example, you missed your Fajr namaz this morning. You didn't read Fajr this morning. You realized that you didn't read Fajr. You got up late, you missed the alarm. For whatever reason, you didn't read Fajr. Now what do we do? Number one, we sincerely repent. We sincerely repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We make the firm intention that we're never going to commit that sin again. We set our alarm clock to make sure that we get up in the morning at that time and that it doesn't happen again. But at the same time, what you now need to do is make up for that missed namaz. If you missed a fast, make up for that missed fast. If you missed paying for zakat, make up for that missed zakat. If hajj was farz upon you and you didn't perform it, then you still have to perform it. So whatever was farz upon you, whatever you need to make up from, you need to do. In the same way, viewers of the Mother Channel, that you know, oh, I owed somebody some money. I told them I'd pay him back on Monday. Yeah? Ya Allah, please forgive me. I've not been able to pay him back on Monday. Ameen. Doesn't mean to say you don't have to pay them, still have to pay them. You still have to pay them back. But you're repenting from the fact that that promise that made, that you haven't been able to fulfill it. And so, viewers of the channel, that we need to be aware of this, the word of the mercy of Allah is so great. But at the same time, yeah, we can't cheat, so to speak. We can't cheat with our words and think that, oh, we'll just do this and we'll just do that and we'll get away with it. We need to be very wary of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we need to be aware of the fact that if a person repents from his sins, sincerely repents from his sins, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, that part of his book of deeds, which has all the sins recorded in it, will inshallah be cleaned. The Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that the one who repents of sins is like the one who has not committed the sins at all. Like the one who's not committed the sins at all. So repentance is a golden opportunity. It is a golden opportunity of you to get rid of them acts from your book of deeds. All those things that you've done that you don't want to be held accountable for in the dark and lonely grave. All those deeds that you've done that are going to cause you problems when you're crossing the bridge of Sirat. All those deeds that you've done that are going to be a form of embarrassment and shame on the day of judgment. All those deeds that you have done that are going to cause you to be thrown into the hellfire. Repentance, sincerely repenting, give you an opportunity to remove all of them deeds. Allahu Akbar. Whilst mentioning divine mercy, we also need to say that one can enter heaven only by means of good deeds. The sinner will certainly enter the hellfire. How can one be forgiven merely by mercy? These types of thoughts are certainly shaitanic whispers. These sort of things come into our mind that, oh, we can only go into hellfire because of this. We're only going to go into this. If you're a sinner, you're definitely going to go into hellfire. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. Again, viewers of Mother Channel, we are not the judge. We are not the judge. And if you want to find out, then acquire the knowledge of the deen. Read the Quran, read the hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Acquire the books on these topics that are done by reputable scholars, and inshallah as well, you will understand this. The waqiyah that I mentioned at the beginning, where the call from the river came, that came from a book that Amir al-Sunnat wrote, and in that book, it has that waqiyah. Views of the channel, we're going to just take a small break now. We're going to go to the daily hadith, inshallah as well, but be back soon as well, inshallah, and we'll carry on with this topic. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, today I will mention to you a hadith in regards to the 99 names of Allah Azza wa Jal and a blessing of learning these 99 names. Has been narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that Allah azza wa jal has 99 names, one less than 100. Whoever memorizes them will enter into paradise. And in another narration, he is one and he loves odd numbers. So in this hadith, they have mentioned 99 names, but they haven't restricted it towards 99. As you can see in the Lailul Khairat, the author has mentioned 201 names for Allah Azza wa Jal. And in Madarij al-Nabuwa, the author has mentioned 1,000 names for Allah Azza wa Jal. But in regards to these 99 names, whoever memorizes these and learns them, that inshallah, if Allah Azza wa Jal wills, he will enter him into paradise. And the reason for this is because when you say the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, in reality you are praising Allah Azza wa Jal. And when you do this, it will make him happy. And if he wants, he will enter you into paradise due to his rahmah, his mercy. So when it says whoever memorizes them, it also means whoever memorizes them and invocates them daily. So you learn them and you read them every single day. And then due to this blessing of praising your Lord every single day, he will enter you into paradise. I do dua to Allah that
that he gives us all the ability to learn these 99 names, and due to the blessing of these 99 names, enter us into paradise. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Viewers on the channel, you're watching Rise and Shine. Today we've been talking about repentance. And so far we talked about sincere repentance. And we talked about the fact that we need to hate the sin, not the sinner. But we also get other shaitanic whispers in our mind. And just before the break, we mentioned them very briefly. But you get shaitanic whispers such as, one can enter heaven only by means of good deeds. The sinner will certainly enter the hellfire. How can one forgive him merely by the mercy of Allah? How can we be forgiven? And these are all shaitanic whispers of Mother Channel. As I said before, that who are we to be the judge? And who are we to make these decisions? Yeah. If you want to find out what Islam teaches you, then read the Quran, read the Hadith, get a book, the books on this topic. At the beginning of this program, I mentioned an incident where there was a sinner that went by the river. And when he went by the river, the river spoke out to him. The call of the river was that he is a sinner. And that incident is mentioned in a booklet called Call of the River, which was a speech that was done by Amir al-Sunnah. And if you download that book, inshallah, you'll learn about these topics. So what we need to do is we need to have the knowledge ourselves rather than being the muftis and the scholars and being the judge, which we are not. With regards to these shaitanic whispers that I just mentioned to you, viewers of the channel, it is stated in the Quran, say you, O beloved, O my slaves, those who have committed excess against their own souls by committing sins, do not lose hope in Allah's mercy. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal forgives all sins. Indeed, He is the oft forgiving and the most merciful. Allahu Akbar. A Qudsi hadith mentions a saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, that my mercy dominates my wrath, that the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is greater than the wrath. And another, a poet, brother of Allah Hazrat, Mulana Hassan Raza Khan, Ramadullah Ta'ala, he writes a poem, and in it, and I'll give you the translation, he says, O Lord, we sinners have had even bigger hope over since we have heard that your mercy dominates your wrath. Allahu Akbar. So viewers of Malay Channel, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is so great. It is there for us to benefit from, if only we can take the benefit there. And so we should never think to ourselves that we've committed too many sins. We should never think to ourselves that we've got no way out of this. And always never think that there's no way back, we've gone too far. It is stated, viewers of Malay Channel, that two Israelites went towards a masjid. One of them entered the masjid, but the other, overcome with divine fear, sat outside crying. And he said, I'm a sinful person. How can I be able to enter the blessed house of Allah Azza wa Jal with my sinful body? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal liked his humility and recorded his name amongst the Siddiqeen. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Siddiq is greater than even a wali and a martyr. That was his status by his humbleness. And what happens nowadays, instead of that, we think, well, we've not committed any sins. I'm not a sinner. I've not done anything wrong. And again, we need to be aware of the sins that we've committed and be humble inside ourselves. And we keep on saying this, that at the same time, you need to do your spiritual health check. Do a spiritual health check and be aware of the spiritual diseases and then repent from them. Another similar parable has been given, that an Israelite committed a sin. Feeling extremely ashamed, he started running here and there anxiously with the wish to get his sin forgiven and to please his Lord. In the merciful court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, his anxiety and shame were accepted and he was blessed with the rank of Sadiq, the greatest rank of Walayat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, views of the channel, is reported to have said that guilt is repentance. And in fact, sometimes guilty feelings about sins produces such amazing results that are not even produced by the greatest act of worship. That does not mean that we should not perform ibadah. All this actually depends upon the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But this guilt, this can also lead to salvation as well. If you are guilty, if you feel guilt inside you, that I've committed that, I should not have done that, and you feel ashamed of yourselves, then inshallah Azza wa Jalla, you're on the path of repentance. Because if we're not ashamed and we don't think we've done wrong and we're just doing repentance because lip service, because the brother on the TV channel said, well, I should repent every day for my sins and I think I'll do it because it's a good thing to do, and you don't feel ashamed of your sins and you don't sincerely repent as we mentioned earlier on, then again, you know, where are we going to lie? We need to feel this guilt inside us feel ashamed inside ourselves, feel anger, angry with ourselves. Yes, angry with ourselves that why did we do this? We should not have done this. And then inshallah, Azawajal will achieve something. It is stated that Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Bakr Shibli, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, said that I was going to Syria along with the caravan. On the way, a gang of robbers robbed us of all of our belongings, which they put in front of their chief. Among the looted things were also a bag of sugar and almonds. All the robbers started eating, but the chief, he didn't. And I asked, all are eating, why are you not eating? And he said, I am observing Saum, I am fasting today. And I said to him that you rob people and yet you're fasting. And he replied, one should have something that could bring reconciliation with Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Shaykh Shibli, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, further stated, after some time, I saw the same chief of robbers performing tawaf of the Holy Kaaba in the state of Ihram. There was brightness of worship on his face, and he had become weak because of performing great pious deeds. I asked him in surprise, are you not the same person? He replied, yes, I am. Listen, the very same fasting that I did then has brought me closer to my Rabb, and I've repented from all the sins that I have committed. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, again, you know, never ever think to yourself that because I'm committing these sins, that at the same time I shouldn't be committing these good deeds as well. Yeah. And so what happens, this is a shaitanic whisper that, oh, I'm too much of a sinner. I've committed too many, I can't read my namaz, I can't fast, I commit this sin, I commit that sin, I can't read my namaz. But if you try and go on the path of righteousness, try and go on the path of good deeds, then inshallah, effectively you're pulling yourself away from that path where you're committing sins. And that's what we need to do, pull ourselves away from that path. Pull ourselves away from that path and repent from our sins. And they say the other thing, viewers of the channel, that we need to be very wary of. When you commit a sin, when should you repent? Straight away. Straight away repent. Because committing a sin is like planting a seed. And if you plant a seed and you decide to repent straight away, it is very easy to get that sin, that seed out of the ground. Right? But as that seed starts to root and the root starts to spread, and as the root starts to get stronger, it becomes harder and harder to repent. It's not impossible, but it becomes harder to repent. Why? Because your mind will say to you, oh, I'm committing more sins. I'll commit more. I've missed one namaz. I'll miss two. I'll miss three. I'll miss four. I'll miss five. And I'll be like everybody else and not read my namaz. And then when you get to that mindset that, oh, I've committed one act of adultery. What's the difference between one and two? What's the difference between two and five? What's the difference between five and ten? And you start committing more and more sins. So as soon as you commit a sin, repent. But again, don't think that just because I've said that if you committed 10, 50, 100, that you can't repent. No, still repent. And as I mentioned earlier on, there was an incident where a person had committed 100 murders, but he still repented. So viewers of the channel, no matter what you've done, no matter what you think you've done, no matter what sins you've committed, the doors of repentance are always open. And we're just going to give you now an example of the mindset. And again, it's this mindset that we need to develop, viewers of the channel. The mindset of Sayyidina Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. And he, remember, this is the person, before I mention his mindset, that was guaranteed paradise during his lifetime. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he is a jannati, he is guaranteed paradise. And our iman is that all sahabi, all the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are dwellers of paradise. But this particular companion, along with other, a total of 10 companions, they were guaranteed paradise. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his own lips, he said that these people are in paradise. And so this person, what was his mindset? When he has been guaranteed paradise, what is his mindset? He said that if I was to hear, if an announcement was made from the sky that all will enter paradise except me, that only one person will enter the hellfire, then I will be afraid that that person will be me. But I also have hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, that if announcement came from the skies that everybody will enter the hellfire except for one person, then I have hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, that that person would be me. Allahu Akbar. And this is the mindset that we need to have, viewers on the channel, that we need to develop this mindset that, you know, we are going to be punished, and that if, for example, there is only going to be one person, let's say, as we say at the moment, there are 1.7 billion Muslims, and let's say an announcement was made that only one person was going to enter the hellfire. Would you be afraid? No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't be afraid because you think, oh, well, you know, 1.7 billion, what's the chances of me? I've got such a great chance. It's not going to happen to me. But let's say you were in a great gathering. And let's not, all right, 1.7 billion is a bit big. Let's say there was a gathering there of 1,000 people. And there was a person there with a gun. And he's standing high up. And he says, I've got one bullet. I've only got one bullet. I'm going to shoot. Would you not run? Would you not run away from that one bullet that's going to come into that gathering? And because of, you would run away to save yourself because there's a chance that one bullet would hit you, you would run to save yourselves. And viewers of Manchester, that's the mindset that we need to have. We need to develop this mindset that we need to perform those good deeds, repent from those sins that are going to cause us to enter the hellfire. And the thing is we're not afraid of the hellfire. That is another problem, viewers of Manchester. We think that, oh, well, okay, we'll see, we'll worry about it. You know, when we get there, we'll worry about it. What are you saying? You know, you're fooling yourself. We are told, viewers of the channel, that if all of the afflictions, all of the pain, all of the illnesses, all of the calamities that are in the world today were put inside one person, the pain, the suffering, the fear that he would feel would be nothing in comparison to the slightest punishment in the hellfire. And with that mindset, viewers of the channel, should we not try and do those things that will enable us to save ourselves from the hellfire, to make sure that we don't enter that hellfire, that we protect ourselves. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, we're going to take a small break now, inshallah, but when we come back, inshallah, we're going to round up this program and finally give some few motherly pearls and tips with regards to repentance.
There are many ways to earn the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and reward from His court. Let me share with you an idea where you can earn huge amounts of reward. Yes, all you have to do is to support what you're watching right now. Yes, Madani channel. Imagine your donation will be used to raise the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in order to mention the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to mention the hamd of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and to say the naat of Mustafa, to explain the tafsir of Quran and sharaf of hadith, to distribute the knowledge and wisdom to the world. You can imagine a great cause and its reward waiting for you in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You can set up a standing order onto these details and support your beloved Madani channel.
Dawat Islami UK Madani channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 4363456 0. IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436 3456 0. BIC LOYD GB 21087.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Viewers of Madani channel, you're watching Rise and Shine, and today we've been talking about repentance. Today we've given you those examples of where people have repented and how they need to repent. And again, we should never have this mindset, viewers of Madani channel, that, you know, someone's so far gone, and we should never give up on people. You know, that I never had that mindset that because he's committed so many sins, I should stop calling him to the path of righteousness. There was a true story here in the UK, viewers of the channel, where a certain individual, he was known in the community as an alcoholic. Everybody knew him, that he drank alcohol on a daily basis. But there was an individual, a mubalik, that never gave up on him, continuously inviting him to the masjid, inviting him to Jummah, inviting him to the daily prayers, continuously inviting him. And as you wouldn't expect, this person continuously rebuked him. No, I'm not coming, forget it, okay, see, okay, tiga. Then one day on the day of Jummah, he met him again. And he said to him, look, brother, you know, alhamdulillah, today is the day of Jummah, yeah? Come to the masjid today, yeah? Come for Salatul Jummah, you know, I'll take you. And something, you know, there's a time and a place where it can affect a person. And this is the reason why you should never give up, because you can say them same words 1,000 times, but when you say it 1,001th time, or when you say it in a certain place or a certain time, it can affect that person. And what happened was, on that day, on that particular day, something affected that person's heart. And he said, you know what? Okay, Okay, I'll tell you what, I'll go home, I'll get changed, I'll have a shower, I'll get changed, and I'll come, and I'll meet you at the masjid. Now the Mubalik thought to himself, you know what? I've been inviting him to the masjid for so long. If he goes home, yeah, he's not going to come to the masjid. Yeah. So he said to him, no, don't worry. I'll take you home. Yeah. You have a shower, you get changed, and I'll bring you to the masjid, and I'll bring you back home. So the person said, yeah, no problem, that's fine. Because his intention was pure. He had made a pure intention. He was not making an excuse. He had made a pure intention that I am going to go to the masjid to read the namaz. So the Mubalik takes him home, to his home. He goes into the washroom, has a shower, comes out, he's changed his clothes. They get ready, get in the car. And as they're going towards the masjid, the Mubalik's talking to him, you know, calling him to the path of righteousness. And obviously he's happy that this person has now, you know, decided to come to the masjid after so long. True story views on the channel. This person took a few steps, or maybe one step into the masjid, and it said that as soon as he entered the masjid, he had a heart attack and he died in the masjid. Allahu Akbar. Now, we know, viewers of the channel, that our death is written for us, time is written for us, place is written for us. But that person that never gave up on him, you know, he never gave up on him. And through him, alhamdulillah, he entered the masjid and his last breath was in the masjid. So how fortunate is that person that he died in a masjid. And I pray, viewers of the channel, that we all die in a state of iman. We die in a good place, we die in a good time, we die with good words on our lips. We die committing, you know, good deeds, not dying committing sins. And you know, when you go to the graveyard, viewers of the channel, here in the UK in particular, in the graveyards here, what happens is that we have some graves that are already dug. And the reason why we do this is because that as Muslims, we want to bury our dead as soon as possible. And so if we have the graves ready and dug, then we don't have to wait for the authorities to come and dig the graves. And so these graves are ready and dug. And so when you go to the graveyard and you pray in front of the deceased there and you reflect on these graves, then also go and have a look at them empty graves and think to yourself that, you know, the graves dug. What is that person doing right now? You know, this grave is for somebody. What is that person doing right now? Is he performing good deeds? Is he repenting from the sins? Or is, in his final moments, continuing to commit sins? And maybe this person has already got his shroud at home. A lot of people have the coffin ready at home. So the grave is ready. His coffin is ready. Is he ready? And then think to yourself, use him on the channel. Maybe that grave's for me. Yes. Maybe that grave's for me. The grave is ready. Your coffin is ready. Are you ready? So viewers of the channel, we need to be aware of the fact that we are going to die. And we know this. And it's something that we try to push to the back of our mind. We try to forget about it. We try to not think about it. But it's there, viewers of the channel. Go to the graveyard and look and you'll see that it's not all the 80-year-olds that pass away. It's not all the 70-year-olds that pass away. The 20, 30 and 40-year-olds also pass away as well. And so, you know, anything could happen. Anything could happen, viewers of the channel. And so with that thought in mind, we should be ready for death. And with that thought in mind, that whenever, every day if possible, repent from the sins that you've committed. Every day, think to yourself that this is my last opportunity that I get to repent from the sins that I've committed. And I mentioned so many times on this channel, viewers on the channel, that Amir al-Sunnah has given us the Madni in Namaz card, the self-rectification card. And in that, and it's an app that you can download on your phones as well, in that, Amir al-Sunnah guides us, he advises us to perform 2 rakat Salatul Tawbah every single day. Every single day, for the few moments, do 2 rakat Salatul Tawbah, 2 rakat, make the intention that it's a nafil, 2 rakat Salatul Tawbah for the sins that you committed. And then for them few moments, think about the sins that you committed. Reflect on that. Be ashamed of that. Be angry with that. And repent from the sins that you have committed. Viewers of the channel, you've been watching Rise and Shine. And today, I'm hoping and I pray to Allah that I've learned about repentance, that you've learned about repentance, and that we repent from the sins that we have committed. But at the same time, viewers of the channel, don't have this mindset that, oh, I'll repent. I'll commit this sin, but then I'll repent. I'll commit that sin, but I'll repent. No. Have this mindset here, viewers of the channel, that I'm going to refrain from sins, but at the same time, I'm going to repent. Because I know that I'm weak, and I know I will continue to commit sins, but I will do my utmost best that when I'm repenting from sins, instead of repenting from thousands of sins in a day, instead of repenting from hundreds of sins in a day, I'll try my best to bring that number down, to bring that number down less and less and less. I commit less and less sins until the day comes when inshaAllah I feel that I've not committed a sin that day and sincerely repent from them sins. Viewers of Madani Channel, you've been watching Arise and Shine. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine. Even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine. And the sun will rise and shine.